Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Susie Lamb grew up in a Christian family and gave her heart to Jesus as a toddler. Her father was in the Air Force, so she lived in 10 different places growing up. She graduated from Bethany University, where she studied music and theology, and was very active in missions and evangelism as a young adult. Missions and evangelism. Hey, missions, evangelism? And that's why we're here. Yes, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with you. We make no mistake about it. We're here. We're very clear. The reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, to share how much God loves you, my friend, that He knows you. Whatever you're facing right now, whether it's in your work, whether it's a health issue, whether it's a financial issue, maybe it's in a marriage relationship, maybe it's in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, maybe it's with your kids. Maybe it's just something deep down inside. Something's missing. You don't know what it is. Well, Christ can fill that void. In fact, when Christ fills that void, it's the way God designed for you to be filled. How, you say, Danny? How is that possible? God loves you so much, He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Susie Lamb, Suzanne Maurer, myself, will touch your heart today too. We believe that. And if you're in need, Christ is here to embrace you, or with His love. Would you open your heart to Jesus? That's our prayer. Susie Lamb met her husband, Paul, at church in San Jose, California. They've been married for 40 years. They have three grown children, four grandchildren. She's been the director of women's ministries at New Hope Oahu, served on the Northern California leadership team of Lydia Prayer Fellowship, and is the main Bible teacher at Women in the Word, a weekly Bible study for women. Susie, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. It's my privilege to be here.
Indeed. Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in San Jose, California. And then, as you mentioned, my dad was in the Air Force. So we moved a lot. I lived in many different places. Texas, Virginia, Guam, Nebraska, lots of different places, but ended up back in San Jose just in time to start college.
Okay. Now, in all these places, 10 different places growing up, which one stands out the most, or is there an endearment that you feel towards any particular place?
I would probably say Virginia, where I went to high school, and that's because of some good friends that I met in church, some young people my own age, who were really filled with the love of God and just were such great friends and role models, examples. And I credit them a lot with my own desire to bring other people to Jesus. I remember we had a small youth group in our church, but we started a little, we called it a personal witnessing club. And on Sunday afternoons, we would go door to door and just tell people about Jesus. And sometimes it was really discouraging. A lot of people aren't interested in that. But once in a while, we'd come across somebody that was really hurting or for some other reason wanted to hear what we had to say. And I was just a 15, 16-year-old girl, but I saw the change that Jesus can really make in a person's life. And I had known him, as you mentioned. I had asked Jesus to come into my heart as a little toddler. But the older I got, the more I understood what a precious, valuable gift that is to know God, have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And so I enjoy when God gives me an opportunity to tell somebody else about how much he loves them.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
My mom and dad, certainly. Since we moved so much, the main constants in my life were my mom and dad and brother. Mm-hmm. And but every time we got into a new town, one of the first things we would do is look for a church where we could just get involved. And my dad would often lead the choir or be on the board. My mom would teach Sunday school or organize a vacation Bible school or whatever. And my brother and I were right there with them. And so they were both really good examples to me. My dad was a godly man. And, you know, some people, I think, have a hard time relating to the idea of God as a father because maybe their father wasn't present or wasn't kind or wasn't wise or something like that. But I was just so privileged to have a really lovely father who I think represented a lot of the characteristics of how God is. And so that made it a lot easier for me to embrace a relationship with my loving Heavenly Father.
What do you remember? Is your dad still living?
He is deceased now, but I'll tell you a really cool memory about him. When he was around 79 or 80, he was diagnosed with ALS disease, the same disease Charlie Wiedemeyer had. And so he began to lose the use of his hands and his arms, and then his feet couldn't walk anymore. And then we would have to feed him and push him in the wheelchair. And of course, he knew he would be dying from that pretty soon. He was already 80. But the nearer he got to death, the more cheerful he got. And he would just sing this little Sunday school song, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I am on my way to heaven. 7, 8, 9, and 10, how wonderful it will be then. And he would make up all these verses. And everywhere he went, everywhere we brought him in the wheelchair, he would say, may I sing my little song for you? And I saw that my dad was really looking forward to heaven and really looking forward to being with Jesus. I've known some other elderly people who, as their bodies started to fail them, got kind of grouchy and ungrateful and hard to be around, even people that know the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the natural tendency, you know, I don't feel good or whatever. But I had a real good role model in my dad that he was looking forward to heaven. And now I'm a grandma. I'm a senior citizen. And the older I get, the more I realize how short my time is left on this earth. And so I'm trying to do what my dad did and just keep an eternal perspective and realize whatever days I have left, I want them to count. I want to bring other people to heaven with me. And I hope I could keep a good attitude like my dad did.
Well, by looking at your beaming smile that Suzanne and I are blessed to see, mm-hmm. you are following in Dad's footsteps.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm.
You sure are. What's your dad's name?
Vernon.
Vernon. Well, I want to follow Vernon's footsteps too.
Yes.
Because you know, I've had that conversation with my wife, and she says, I wonder which way you're going to go if God allows you to live, you know, I mean, how long? And I say, yeah, I want to be a joyous exactly. in those older years, and right. I want that same grace that that your father Vernon had.
Thanks.
Thank you for that. It inspires me.
I read a really cool quote recently about how a lot of times we can't choose our circumstances. We don't know what's going to happen to us in the future. But the one thing we can choose is our attitude. And we can choose whether or not we're going to trust God as we're going through these circumstances. So that's what I'm hoping that I will do, is just continue to trust the Lord, hold on to his hand as I walk through the rest of my life.
You know, Danny, I don't know if I'll have the chance to ask the Lord or if I'll even want to when I get there, but I literally pray that God will allow me an opportunity in my dying days to let the light of Christ shine and radiate through me, to be an encouragement to my family first, but others, of my excitement, of where I'm going. And of course, I'll accept whatever plan he has. But that's the most wonderful attitude you could have of what your father has modeled to those around him. And I'm going to try and remember that little song. I have some people I could share that with.
My friend, as you listen to Susie Lamb today, hey, you know, these are surprises that God brings when we have our heart-to-heart sharing. Doesn't it bring into perspective the brevity of life? Doesn't it also bring into perspective the preciousness of life? Even so, could it be that there are certain things that get weighed down quite heavy on us? We let it really get to us. When, if we were to step back, we realize in the divine perspective of eternity, certain things are not as important as we make them out to be. Or maybe society or others in a social pressured situation may make you feel you need or you have to have or you have to be. Perhaps those things are the very culprits that steal the joy away. Maybe when it's distilled and you realize that we really can't take very much with us, well, the relationship with Christ, boy, that becomes all the more to the forefront. When we come back, Susie Lamb sharing more heart-to-heart with you. You know, she's been in women's ministry for many years, and God has used her, continues to use her. Perhaps today, dear friend, are you there, and is there something that you hope will resonate in your heart as Susie Lamb shares, woman to woman, someone who understands what you may be feeling or going through? Yeah, I believe the Lord sends her here to speak to your heart. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Susie Lamb is the Director of Women's Ministries at New Hope Oahu. You can find out more about her in the Ministry of New Hope at enewhope.org. That's enewhope.org. Yes, so my wife, Jamie, she says, Danny, when the time comes, how are you going to be? Are you going to be a grouch? Are you going to be, just angry or bitter? Or are you going to be a sweet and pleasant old man? And I said, Jamie, I want to be that sweet, pleasant old man. And as Susie talked about her father, Vernon, yeah, I want to be like Vernon. I want to have that grace in those wonderful latter years of life. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, and Susie Lamb with us. Find out more about this program. Get this program in its entirety, in fact, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Susie, is there a scripture that resonates with you as you think back about your dad and his sweetness in his latter years?
Well, the one that came to my mind is Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, therefore, we also, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I love that part of where it talks about how Jesus got through that horrible, horrendous experience of the cross. It was by looking to his Father, looking towards the joy that was set before him when he would be reunited with his Father in heaven. And I think that's how we get through some of the toughest times of our life, is remembering to take our eyes off of the circumstances, like you mentioned, and put them on to Jesus and look to him and look toward the wonderful future that we're going to have forever and ever and ever with God. And that will help us, you know, just what we're focusing on will help us so much.
I think about your father. Susie, he really believed.
Yes.
The joy before him. I mean, to be in, to have ALS and to look ahead and to be of a frame of mind, a clarity of mind. Well, he really believed. Well, I want to believe like that. You know that, I mean, don't you? I mean,
yes.
Dear listener, wouldn't you want to believe so strongly in that, that you can't wait for that reality that is yours for the taking by faith in Christ?
Susie, you've been blessed and have blessed so many in your years with women's Bible study. What would you say God is laying on your heart in this season? We started a new study. Can you share a little bit of maybe where God has you right now?
Sure. We've just started studying the Gospel of John. And it's the very first book of the Bible that we studied when we started Women in the Word 17 years ago. And so now we're circling back around and doing John again. And, you know, John is a gospel that a lot of times we share with brand new Christians, people who are just coming to Christ, because it is so full of examples of signs, really, that point to the fact that Jesus was indeed God. He wasn't just a good man. He wasn't just a good teacher, a moral guy. He wasn't just a prophet or an anointed person, but he was actually God in the flesh who came to earth in order to make a way for us to go to heaven and be with him forever and ever. And of course, he knew we couldn't do it on our own. There's not enough good works that we could ever do to atone for all the sins that we've done. And we need Jesus. And he was the only sinless person who ever came. He was God, and who never sinned. And so when he said, "I want to take your punishment for you, I'm going to go to the cross and lay down my life so in your place, so that all your sins could be forgiven." I mean, that is wonderful news. That's the best news. Somebody was willing to take the punishment for us. Somebody loved us that much. And so John is a book that we sometimes share with brand new baby Christians or people who are just considering giving their hearts to the Lord. But it also is so deep. It has so many wonderful illustrations of how Jesus was the Son of God. Jesus said some pretty radical things. He said things like, "I am the living water. Come to me and drink. I'm the bread of life." He said, "I am the light of the world." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through me." I mean, that's a pretty radical statement. And as I think C.S. Lewis said, either he was a liar or a little, you know, loony, or he is who he said he was. He really was the Son of God who laid down his life to pay for our sins.
He who was without sin.
Right. And so I'm enjoying studying John again and studying those I am statements of Jesus. And if there are any women out there listening who are looking for a Bible study, we would love to have you join us at Women in the Word. We meet at New Hope Oahu on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And we meet in small groups, and we have a little bit of homework every week. And so we do our homework at home, and then we come and discuss the passage with our small groups. And then at the end, we have a talk, and usually I'm the teacher, but we have some other great teachers too.
What happens in the dynamic of a small group? Let's say a dear friend or dear sister in Christ, or someone who is even just, like you said, someone who is searching on the journey of faith, looking to find what it means to have a relationship with Jesus. What happens in the interaction with others as you study the Word, and then there's some teaching? What have you seen take place?
Well, a lot of ladies have found their best friend in their small group. I've seen, over a few years' time, some ladies really bond with one another. I'll give you one example. In one of our small groups several years ago was a lady whose son committed a horrible crime, and it was all over the news here in Hawaii. And he murdered somebody. And when that came out on the news, her whole small group, every single one, rushed to her house or called her immediately that day and said, "We're going to pray. We're going to pray with you for your son to give his heart to the Lord. We're going to surround you and encourage you, and we're not going to let you go through this alone." And I've seen other similar things happen where women really learn to love each other. And years ago, when we started Women in the Word, we were kind of trying to match women up by, you know, common things that they had in common. We would put young ladies all in one group and older ladies together. And the young ladies started saying, could we please have some older women in our group? We need to be mentored. We need some moms to speak into our life. And so now the groups are all mixed up, different ethnicities, different ages. But the women really learn from one another, from hearing each other's life experiences and each other's, you know, viewpoints on the scriptures that we're studying, and they really learn from one another. It's been a great thing.
And prayer is an integral part, yes, of the small group, confidential prayer, so that in our groups we're praying for each other but not sharing with others. But it's very powerful.
I think it's unspoken, but maybe sometimes it should be spoken. But just within the body of Christ, being able to have that trust, knowing that if you're going to be transparent, mm-hmm, that it will be kept in confidence. And so the prayer request too, you know. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like in order for people to have bonded the way they have, mm-hmm, that exists. It doesn't always exist in some places. Some people misuse that, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but just to acknowledge that, you know, we can go awry in that way, and mm-hmm, and many have, and that we all have need to be reminded because of the trust and the bond that, mm-hmm, can, yes, be forged, right, in a relationship, especially during, you know, sometimes I think, Susie, when is the time to build a relationship? Not when the disaster happens. Mm-hmm. Hopefully by then you've already got the trust so that you, when you run, you're not just running to someone. No, they're already there with you,
right, mm-hmm,
because they've,
right,
been with you all along. Well, when we come back from our break, Susie, I'm wondering if you'd, whether specifically or maybe in general terms, you know, you talked about some of the younger women. They say, hey, can we have some mentorship?
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that, maybe I should just leave it to you, but that a seasoned woman of God would say to a younger woman who is a young person, maybe just got married, maybe is having a family, maybe now struggling with kids who are teens, and so on. More from Susie Lamb when we come back. She's nodding, so I think she's going to share about it, whatever the Lord places on her heart, but things that matter. And you know what, Suzanne, maybe I shouldn't be the one prompting it, because here I am. What do I know? You know more. You know what it's like. You know what it's to go through.
You're doing
just fine. I'm looking at it
from a
male perspective. But yeah, hey, the Good Life Radio Show, Susie Lamb, you can find out more about her and about her ministry at enewhope.org. It's, again, when is the women's Bible study?
Well, the Bible study's on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., but we also have a women-to-women mentoring program. If a lady just needs a sister to walk with her for a season when she's going through a tough time and pray with her or share her own, how she got through her hardships, we have a program like that. We also have a MOPS group, Moms of Preschoolers, that meets every other Wednesday morning. We have a book club, and we do a retreat every year, and or conference every year, and lots going on. But we also have a Saturday morning event about three times a year called Refresh, where ladies can just come for a couple hours and hear a great testimony, hear a little sermonette, and worship the Lord. And indeed, we do walk away feeling refreshed.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you see her, when you see Susie, tell her, hey, I heard you on the Good Life,
yes,
radio show when you were meeting with Suzanne and Danny, and they will be there ready to welcome you. And you can find out more at enewhope.org. Yeah, that's it. So when we come back, more from Susie Lamb. No, Susie's husband, Paul Lamb, is the son of Nora Lam,
yes,
the Chinese evangelist and author of China Cry. Maybe you read the book. Maybe you saw the movie.
If you didn't, you need to.
Yeah. Susie Lamb with us today. Hey, the Lord can Can you sense? Can you feel his prompting? Is your heart open? That's our hope. That's our prayer. Open your heart to what the Lord has to say to you today. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, I have mentors. I have mentors that have been with me, and I've been with them for many years. One man of God I've been meeting, we meet for breakfast, we've been meeting every week for the past close to 25 years. He's in his mid-80s now, and from the beginning of our ministry, of course, now if I'm away, we meet. And he knows all about me. He knows my weaknesses, he knows my flaws, he knows those times when I've had to share, and I've sought guidance. And there are other men of God. Some, they will be known to you, dear listener, because they might even be your pastor. But we've been through life together for a long time. And I just say, you say, Danny, wait a minute, where are you going with all this? Is this a segue? Are you going off? No. We're talking about mentorship, and Susie and Suzanne are talking about mentorship with women. Well, that's what we're going to get into now. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, and Susie Lamb. You can find out more about her and her marvelous ministry at enewhope.org. So, Susie, in Women of the Word, you talk about mentorship. Let's go further.
Well, every one of us can benefit from having a mentor, somebody who's maybe a little bit older, a little bit more life experience, who's already been through the tough things that we're going through. And a mentor isn't a counselor, is not a professional person, but it's just another sister in the Lord or brother in the Lord who is willing to give you some of their time and not necessarily advise you, but ask you some important questions to make you think, are you responding the way that you really should respond or the way you really want to respond as you're going through this tough season? I've been blessed to have some great mentors in my life. My mom and dad were the first ones, but also various friends, my mother-in-law when we were first married, various friends, and I see the benefit. So that's why we started this Women to Women Mentoring Program at New Hope.
Danny, in my experience, I feel that this is one of the most valuable opportunities in sisterhood in Christ, if I can put it in that way, because there's wisdom in as you go through life, and then the opportunity to be able to share that with a younger person is just, in a sense, priceless. And it's not only helping in tough times, but even in directing in a relationship with Christ or being in the Word or praying together. So it's just very, very valuable. And Susie talked about MOPS. There's also parenting, praying together. There's just many opportunities. But I think one of the most valuable ministries, if you will, is mentoring. And I think it's missing in many, many churches today. I think it'd be wonderful if churches could actually have a mentoring ministry.
Why is it missing? Why does it not emerge more, or why doesn't it happen organically? What's blocking, or what's holding these things back?
I want some of Susie's thoughts, but part of it is busyness. Our whole texting and instant gratification, and even a lack of respect for our elders today, if I can say. But Susie, what are some of your thoughts with why it's missing today? Because I think it is.
Yeah, once in a while it just happens organically. You just meet somebody and you just kind of gravitate toward them. And you just sort of have a sense that, wow, I need to spend time with this person. But it doesn't, as Suzanne said, with our busy lives, it doesn't always happen organically. So that's why we started this mentoring program. And the way it works is if a sister feels that she just needs some help to get through a season, whether it's when her kids are little and she's just losing her mind with all the busyness, or maybe she has a sick husband or whatever it is, then she would come to us and say, can you match me up with a mentor? And we pray about it, and we try to introduce her to a lady who's already been through a similar mm-hmm. season and who can just, you know, meet with her once a week, once every other week, whatever they decide, however often they want to schedule it, and pray together and share their life experiences. And we try to tell our mentors, you know, you're not there to give her advice. We want her to seek the Lord and get her direction from the Lord. But sometimes by just asking questions, it helps a person to think through and realize, mm-hmm. oh, mm-hmm. I'm really not walking through this like I want to, you know, I need some help. And of course, we have some great mentors in Scripture. If we'll just dig into the Word of God, I think of Joseph in the Old Testament, who, was a, you know, sharp young man and loved God and had these visions and everything like that, but whose brothers were really turned off by him and ended up selling him into slavery, and then he had a horrible life, you know, was falsely accused, ended up in jail, but everywhere he went, he was praying and asking God to help him, and it seemed like he would always kind of rise to the top and he would be respected, and finally he was the right hand man of the Pharaoh in Egypt, and there was a great famine, and his brothers came seeking grain and didn't even recognize Joseph because he was dressed like an Egyptian and looked different. And of course, when he finally revealed his identity, they were so scared. They thought he was long dead. But he forgave them. And of course, God is the one who put it on his heart to do that and enabled him to do that, who helped mm-hmm. him forgive them. Well, we can learn so much from Joseph's life of how to act even when we're in a dungeon experience, you know, just like the deepest pit. What do we do? We look to God. We look up to him. We call out to him. When he was in jail, he rose to the top because he was so responsible and just worked hard to just help, be a help.
For 12 years.
Right. And then he, you know, was the, one of the other prisoners is the one that had this dream, and Joseph was able to tell him the meaning. And anyway, there are many wonderful mentors in the Bible. Moses is another one. I think of Ruth, mm-hmm. David. There are just so many.
Why Ruth?
Ruth was a devoted daughter-in-law. She was a Moabitess. She wasn't a Jewish person, but she married into a Jewish family. And when her father-in-law died, her husband died, her brother-in-law died, she chose to stick with her mother-in-law, Naomi, and help her. And she worked hard in the fields, gleaning wheat, brought everything back to Naomi. And then Naomi was able to help her find a great husband. They worked together. They helped each other. But I love Ruth's humble spirit, her humility, that she would follow her mother-in-law back to a foreign land and just work hard out in the fields and to provide for her mother-in-law. And then God provided for her. You know, it reminds me of that great verse in Romans 8:28, how we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. I believe Ruth loved God, loved her mother-in-law. Naomi loved God. And they were probably feeling really desolate and in despair when all the men in their family died. But God brought a great ending to it. It turned out that Ruth's child with Boaz was one of the forefathers of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was in that lineage of Mary. And so God brought tremendous good out of a terribly, terribly dark season.
Well, and he blessed her obedience. It's a real message to our listeners, I think, those especially that know the Lord, that he blesses obedience.
And it's not easy to obey when your life is upside down.
Right.
And it's a life upside down that you could evaluate in a moment of self-reflection and say, I didn't even cause this. It was beyond my ability to even mess this thing up. It's beyond. Mm-hmm. And here I am. I'm a victim of right. the circumstance. God, you want me to be obedient? How much more that shows? Because that could very well have been Ruth's response.
Or Joseph's. But they did not choose the victim mentality. They chose to keep looking to God.
But they probably still had those feelings. It's a natural sure. thing to have those feelings, wouldn't it be?
Mm-hmm.
But somehow in the process, we could call it the grace of God.
Yes.
They were able to look differently and then have a spirit of obedience, a spirit of obedience.
God himself, his Holy Spirit helps us when we're just at the bottom and we don't see how anything good could possibly come of this.
Right now, just before we go to break, Susie, someone is feeling just that, at this moment, they're saying, "Hey, I get you, but I don't think I had much to be involved. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but they don't feel it." And they understand in their minds about obedience to a certain level, but this spirit of obedience by the working of God's Holy Spirit, could you pray for them? Because it may be a key moment to unlock or maybe open a door that they might be able to might not foresee at this time. Maybe a moment of prayer. Susie.
All right. I would love to. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for any listener who is really feeling desperate right now or in despair, who is crying or feeling hopeless. Lord, I pray that you would do what Danny just mentioned, that you by your Holy Spirit would just sovereignly interject hope into their hearts.
Yes.
And give them a sense of your presence and your love. And I pray, Lord, that even though they can't see how you can work all things together for good, that they would look to you and trust you to do just that, to bring good out of even the most horrible things, Lord. I pray for anyone who's suffering that you would just give them touch, your touch today, a feeling of hope and peace and knowing that you're with them. In Jesus' name we agree together.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Susie Lamb, yes, ministering, praying for you, dear one, praying for you, entreating God on your behalf for a moment of breakthrough, for a moment, as your heart is supple, as your heart is softened, to obey him, even when it seems like very difficult to do, or you can't reason, beyond reason, at this time, because things are so emotional. May God grant you, and I believe he will. And not only that, but even through this process, you'll see the hand of God move. When we come back from our break, more from Susie. You know, you wonder, where does a woman speak with such tenderness, such sensitivity? I wonder if it comes from going through challenging times, if it comes through difficulty. Maybe that's why intrinsically we feel a connection. We might not even have to say, maybe doesn't even have to tell us. But we know there's depth. We know there's substance. Well, God knows. And God knows you. God knows her. And he's brought us together for this moment of time, such a time as this, to share heart to heart, yes, with you, dear one, because of his love for you. More from Susie Lamb when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi.
To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So someone says, pray when you're struggling. Pray when you're having a difficult time. You say, yeah, pray. I want to pray. I don't know what to say. I can't put it into words. What do I do when I can't put it into words? Well, you're here at the right place at the right time. Susie Lamb is with us. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. You can find out more about Susie Lamb and her powerful ministry at enewhope.org, the Women of the Word ministry at enewhope.org. Yes, Susie, so what if I'm too emotional? What if I can't, there aren't words to say, then what?
Well, that reminds me of Romans chapter 8, where it says, likewise, the Spirit, that's God's Spirit, helps us in our weaknesses, for we don't know what we should pray. We don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And then a few verses later, it even talks about Jesus, who died, rose again, now is sitting at the right hand of God, and it says, who also makes intercession for us. Jesus is praying for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's praying for us, and his Spirit in us knows how to pray through us, even when we don't know how to pray as we ought.
What happens when Christ intercedes on our behalf? What can we say to someone who... What does that mean? How important is that?
Well, to me, it just says in one more way how much God loves us, how much he has our best at heart. I remember when Jesus was born on the night of his birth, you know, the angels filled the sky, the shepherds were watching, and they were bringing great tidings of great joy to all people. They were saying, God wants peace for you. God comes in peace to you. And God has our best at heart. A lot of us have the idea that God is like a mean bully or something, or he's a mean old man who's looking down, pointing at our sins, like, aha, he did it again, she did it again. And that's not God's attitude toward us. Someday, if we don't get our hearts right with Christ, we are going to stand before God as a judge. But right now, as long as we have breath in our lives, as long as we're alive, we have a chance to come to Jesus. One of the most familiar verses of Scripture that many people have heard is John 3:16, which says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But then the next verse goes on to say, for Christ did not come into the world to condemn the world. God's not standing up there wanting to condemn us. He sent his Son, it says, so that the world through him might be saved. And back in Romans chapter 8, the passage I was reading from a few minutes ago, it says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It's God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It's Satan, right? It's the enemy. There's an enemy out there who's condemning us. But Christ died for us, and furthermore is risen, and even now is at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Then it goes on to say, so Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? In all these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. And then it says, I'm persuaded neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, so which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
When we talk about that which could separate us, we think we could very easily think about trials.
Right.
We've got a couple of minutes left. Just as we begin to wrap, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Danny, sometimes I've been just on my face on the floor crying out to God for help because of difficult things that I went through. And I found out when I would, like I said earlier, when I would finally take my focus a little bit off the problem and focus on Jesus and just think about how much he loves me, how great he is, that he created the whole world, he has all power, how wise he is, then that gives me hope that, okay, if he loves me and he's all powerful and all wise, he can get me out of this mess. And so I would focus on him. Sometimes I've fasted, I've given up eating for a few days, maybe called a friend to pray with me, agree with me in prayer. And very often I would open the Bible when I'm at the bottom, when I'm going through a hard time, and God would give me some kind of a verse that would just speak to my heart, a promise. And I would cling to that. And that's how I've gotten through the toughest times in my life. And I've seen so many answers to prayer. So I just want to encourage everyone who's listening, no matter how you feel, if you're even at the bottom today, try to get your mind just off of those bad circumstances that are causing you to feel so horrible. And for a few minutes, focus on Jesus and how much he loves you.
Focus on Jesus. Wow, what a way to end our time together. Susie, thank you so much. Thank you for, yes, that the epitome of that reminder, but just the substance of your sharing with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Danny.
I hope, my friend, that you've been encouraged by the insights and the heart-to-heart sharing from Susie Lamb. You can find out more about her and her ministry, Women of the Word, at enewhope.org. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, even as Susie has shared with you. If you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 90, verse 4, 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Susie Lamb, again, enewhope.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.